The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Do you want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me and Sean Wells. What a great crew I have today.
Hey, hey.
Woo, hello.
This show is going to be a breeze. And you have your very special guest in studio today, which is awesome.
Jamie Lee Fraser.
And we're going to be talking about chocolate and wine. And she knows a lot about the wine business. We're going to have to mic her up here and have her comment on what we're talking about today. Right before we went live, we were talking about all the keto stuff. Keto is everywhere. And, you know, it's crazy. But you know what? Before we talk about keto for a second, I wanted to give Costco a huge, incredible shout out for being badasses because they went up against Monsanto and they have removed Roundup from their stores. It is gone.
They rounded it up.
They rounded it up and said, no, hell to the no. We're not having this in our stores. And I've always loved Costco. I love Sam's too. You know, I've gone, each one has different, you know, I go there for different things. But I have to say, Costco is where I got my Subaru from too. You know, they have, and they're not paying for this. They're not. They're not. So don't think that this is a paid advertisement because it's not. I've always loved buying good quality stuff and sometimes buying it in bulk. They have really good wine and stuff like this. But that's where I got my Subaru too, because they have that coupon for buying a car. And so,
if you fall on hard times, you can just literally walk around for an hour and just eat samples.
That's right. And eat samples if you're hungry. No, seriously. Done that. Had lunch there many times.
I love it.
But anyway, so kudos to Costco for taking Roundup off their shelves. And I mean, you've got to have some balls to do that, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't think it's completely eliminated, but by spring 2019, they're supposed to have it completely gone.
Okay.
Well,
why do they have to wait?
As you know,
because they have agreements with suppliers. You know what I mean? Like they probably have long-term supplier agreements.
But Bernadette, it's actually a bigger deal than that because Monsanto's owned by Bayer.
Oh.
The pharmaceutical company.
Ooh. Yeah.
So, and Bayer makes aspirin and a lot of other things. So.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal.
I'm looking for my phone right now because I was going to do a shout out for this company that made this necklace that Robin Perry Braun was so sweet to get me for my birthday. And it's in the shape of an elephant. I have not taken it off since I got it. And I don't have my phone, but I wanted to wanted to give a shout out. It's the, what's it called? The Mahativa?
Ooh, I don't remember.
I'm going to find it while you guys. But I wanted to go to keto too because yesterday I was at Natural Grocer getting dog food for my dogs. That's where I get my dog food. And then the front windows, I took pictures of it actually where it said, keto, get well, you know, 2019.
It is.
And all this
we
stuff
are 3 weeks
on the
in
windows.
Almost.
It's the future.
And there's something about 19 that makes it seem more futuristic. Isn't there?
I don't know.
It
next
does.
Year will be even
know.
Freakier.
Maybe because there's a 9 in it. I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I found it. It's okay. Mahativa.
Mahativa. Okay. And so this is actually made out of the wire that they tried it. They trap and kill, I think it's 86 elephants a day. Okay. And so this necklace is made. I mean, it makes me want to well up. It seriously does. This necklace, the wire that it's in the chain, it was made from the wire that was around an elephant's foot at one time where they tried to trap
goodness.
Him and kill him. And so how much was the necklace?
$24.95.
Okay. Does it get any better than that?
Nope.
For $24.95, you can buy a beautiful little necklace and help elephants that are being destroyed all over the planet. Right?
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Sean, what color do you want?
I
want blue or pink?
No, I haven't taken. I'm going to buy
them for
gifts.
Real men wear pink.
Yeah.
No, seriously. And it's so pretty, too. And it's light. And anyway, check them out. And you'll be helping to save an animal's life. And Robin Perry Braun, thank you again. So to get back to Natural Grocer, I was in Natural Grocer and I saw these keto cups, which you guys all had one. So what did you think?
They're really good.
I think they're really good.
They're really good.
Considering the natural like as natural as they are. They're really good.
Well, we're talking today with you, Sean, about the benefits of wine and chocolate. I know Max Lugavere, I pulled out of his book too. That's one of his genius foods. And so we're going to be talking all about that. But there's so many keto products coming to the market, and I'm going to give a shout out for Keto Mad, another great product. Check them out at ketomad.com. So many great products are coming out because, you know, we're more intelligent now, aren't we, Sean? Thanks to guys like you, by the way.
Oh, thanks. But there's also, you know, the flip side of that is we're getting a lot more junk food, too. It's in the name of keto.
Right.
It's kind of like when, low fat.
When there were snack wells
that
everywhere.
Exactly.
It's like super high sugar, low fat. Yeah.
Exactly.
They put low fat on licorice or hot tamales or whatever.
Right.
And you're
gummy
like,
bears.
Yeah. Low fat.
Low cholesterol.
Yeah. You're like,
yeah. I had a friend that was on a keto diet, and it used to drive me nuts because she would eat like a ton of bacon and cheese and that's truly not, I mean, it might keep you in ketosis, but that's not how you practice the ketogenic diet. Would you agree?
It depends from person to person, but yes, I definitely agree with you.
You can't eat bacon all day long and be healthy.
Right.
I'm sorry.
It would be more ideal to have
A balanced diet.
An
avocado,
sure.
A nice piece of fish.
Yeah. Olive oil.
Yeah. And that's in Max's book, too, by the way. It's about balance. It's all about balance. In fact, I'm going to look at the picture. I'm going to cheat here, or I'll just look at my notes. But, you know, he talks about genius foods being dark chocolate, eggs, of course, pasture raised, grass-fed beef, dark leafy greens, broccoli, wild salmon. And wild is important, isn't it?
Yes.
It really, really
super
is.
Important.
And, of course, almonds, extra virgin olive oil, avocados, and blueberries, all great ingredients. You should be eating a lot of them. But, you know, we've got Maura Davies on the line. We're almost out of time. I'm sorry, Maura, from the SPCA of North Texas. She is the Vice President of Communications. We were talking today. We were going to talk about maintaining your pet's dental health. How are you doing today, Maura?
Yes, doing great, and thank you. No, it's actually a really super easy, quick thing to mention, though. It's so important. Oh, my goodness. Speaking
it
of
is.
Important things, dental health is also important for everybody.
Yeah, for everybody. Absolutely. Well, and you know what? And it's funny because I was noticing yesterday, that a couple of my dogs, their breath really stinks. I was almost afraid to look in their mouth. I think it's been a couple of years. That's far too long, isn't it?
You know, it depends on the animal, so it's definitely good to have that taken a look at a checkup, whether that's once a year, twice a year, whatever your veterinarian recommends. A good thing to keep keep track of, but February is National Pet Dental Health Month, and looking ahead, there's no better time to start than now. Take a look at your pet's teeth, because you're right. When their teeth are healthy, they're going to have better breath. But more importantly, if you can stay on top of any potential dental disease, you can prevent your pet from having major issues, because poor oral hygiene is linked to all kinds of stuff, diabetes, heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
It can lead to broken jaws. It can lead to severe periodontal disease that can make the gums bleed, all kinds of stuff, tooth loss, things that can be really painful and or even cause death.
Right.
So,
okay, so I have to ask the obvious question here. So dogs didn't have, I almost said pediatricians, they didn't have veterinarians, you know, back when out in the wild, and yet they kept their teeth clean. How did they do that? I know that Autumn Warren Connolly, who's a regular on the show, says that she gives her dogs raw chicken, which freaks me out. I guess you would have to do that outside because of salmonella, but she swears by it for keeping her dog's teeth clean.
You know, my understanding is, you know, back in the distant past when dogs were out there chewing on all kinds of stuff, whether it was like bones of animals, when they're either scavenging, there are all different kinds of products on the market today you can get to help keep your dog's teeth clean. Of course, there are doggy toothbrushes. It's a wonderful thing. It's actually really easy to get them used to. And believe it or not, it's neat flavored toothpaste for the dogs and the cats, because that's what they like. But our pampered house pets, it's one more thing that our pampered house pets are not really doing, is chewing on that variety of food and other things that they're chewing on necessarily, unless we provide it to them. So that's why in a lot of cases, periodontal disease can kind of slip in there.
That would be a funny joke to play on someone, is to give them meat flavored.
That would be funny.
I can think of a couple of people that would go, oh, this is great. gosh. Okay. More. I'm sorry. I just had to say that. But what about chew toys? I got, you know, and so what I did is I went to Dr. Norris's, my veterinarian, and I got some of those. I think they're called CET. I have no idea what that means, but they're CET, I guess, is the company that makes them. They're like veterinarian recommended, like chews.
Oh, yeah. I just got some of those.
Did you get some? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about those, Maura? Do those help to remove the tartar from the teeth?
You know, a lot of veterinarians recommend various things. I've heard everything from chew toys to some of the things that they're like, I guess, closer to actual bones where the dogs chew them and they chew them up. And there's some things that are toys that are meant to just help. So there, you can see those toys out there with all the little nubs all over mm-hmm. them that a pet can chew on that can help with that sort of, and I'm using air quotes here, brushing their teeth. So a lot of veterinarians will recommend those, but all different veterinarians recommend all different things. So I definitely always recommend talk to your vet, see what they say. There's a wide variety of products out there that can help with pet dental health that can also be kind of treats, too.
Okay.
So, yeah, just there's a ton to look at out there.
Well, before we go to break, let's talk for just a second, if you will. Put the numbers out there of how many animals, get euthanized in this country every year and how important it is to spay and neuter.
Yes, it's always an important topic. Dental health is important. Spaying and neutering is most important. There are millions of animals that are euthanized all over the country every year. Estimates anywhere between 3 and 5 million. That's come down a teeny tiny bit over the last 10, 15 years, but it's still way up there. There are organizations like the SPCA of Texas where 90, 95% plus of the animals are going to homes, going out alive. That's the live release rate, that 90% threshold that people consider no kill. Let's all help make that spread across the country. Spay and neuter your pets. It's an easy thing. There are free and or low-cost resources all over the country. Go out and do it today. There's so many pets, super quick, that the only way for all of them to have homes in this country is for everyone to adopt 7 every day for every day of their whole lives. So just do it. It's best for us all.
Yeah, it's best. Yeah, it is. And I have to tell you, so I have 19. Everybody that listens to the show knows that. And I do my part, but people like me can only do so much. And so please help us out. Spay and neuter your pets. And let's get that number down because it really is a tragedy. And it speaks about our country. It really does. It speaks volumes about our country. And so help us do the right thing. Right, Maura?
Yes.
All right.
Spay and neuter.
All right. Spay and neuter, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got a great show coming up. We've got Cassie Bjork. She's going to be talking about 8 beliefs holding you back from accomplishing your 2019 goals. And Sean Wells is going to be talking about the benefits of wine and chocolate. Salute. I can't wait. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracell in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Tainted Love, Soft Cell.
Party playlist. One hit wonders, everyone.
am I right, Diamond?
Yes.
Yes.
Stephanie loves. What do you want to say, Stephanie?
I was just going to say I said that in my head before you said it. So
no.
Sean 1, Stephanie 0. Gotta be quick, Steph.
Boom.
You guys are going to kill me. You always beat me. Oh, my goodness, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me, Sean Wells, Aviana Berrientos, and I have Cassie Bjork on the line. I love this girl. She is a globally recognized industry leader in weight loss and highly sought-after speaker and is the number one international best-selling author of Why Am I Still Fat? The Hidden Keys to Unlocking That Stubborn Weight Loss. Cassie and her team identify the missing puzzle pieces for health and weight loss, which conventional doctors and nutritionists often miss, and provides clients with a full picture of how their bodies function. Cassie speaks widely and contributes to a regular column called Real Talk with Dietitian Cassie in Paleo Magazine, and you can find her at cassie.net. Always a pleasure. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. It's great to be back with all of you today. Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday and happy new year again. We're officially in the month of January. So, I love what we're talking about today, Cassie. 8 beliefs holding you back from accomplishing your 2019 goals. Okay, what are the 8 beliefs holding us all back from accomplishing our goals?
Oh my gosh. Well, I think we need to dive deep on some of them, but I love talking about this too, because we're literally talking about mind over matter here and shattering limiting beliefs. So these are things that we hear from our weight loss clients all the time. They'll come into our program and they'll say, the first one is, I'm special, or I'm unique, or I'm different. My body's just different. Mm-hmm. The second one is, I should love myself instead of focusing on improving myself or losing weight or whatever those goals are. The third one is, they think that the weight is the issue if it comes to when we're talking about weight loss, but we find that that's actually a symptom of other things going on. The fourth is, sometimes they'll say, you know, it's just not worth it. You know, my goals aren't that great. It's not really worth me giving up, you know, my lifestyle or whatever they don't want to give up. Another one is saying that they need to prioritize their kids and family. And I love busting this limiting belief, because, you know, your family and your kids are going to be in better hands when you prioritize yourself. And that's what I love about this whole like self-love movement that I feel like we've been into lately, is it's just so important to take care of ourselves first.
You know, absolutely.
The whole airplane analogy.
Well, I know for myself. Well, and you do get sideways. You know, I've told a story over the last couple of days. It's hysterical. So here's what happened to me, Cassie. So busy taking care of my kids over the Christmas break, the holidays, you know, doing all this stuff for everyone else. Forgot something as simple as drinking as much water as I need to. You know, while I'm getting up super early, drinking a ton of coffee and then drinking wine at night, got so severely dehydrated, I literally thought I was dying because I had so much back pain. And it was my kidneys screaming out to me, you know, help at the end of the day. That's what was going on in my body. And it's almost comical because I do this for a living. I talk about this every day on the air, like how to take care of yourself. And yet I was not doing it myself.
Oh, it's easier to talk about it than to do it, for sure. I mean, we're the ones sometimes who fail at it the most. But I think what drives me crazy is when someone thinks that they're actually doing their family a favor by putting themselves on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just such a mindset shift to be able to really dig deep and say, no, look, like when you put yourself first and you secure your own oxygen mask, you can be the best helper to everyone else. You can be better in every single role that you play when you take care of yourself.
Absolutely. And I'll say this as a mom, if you do too much for your kids, you'll make them lazy. You don't want to do that.
Right.
That doesn't help them. Right.
Yeah.
They need to be, they need to be independent and strong and brave and all those things that make for a great life.
And you'd never turn to your kid and say, I hope it's okay with you that I'm using you as an excuse to not take care of myself, right?
Yeah, Well, Stephanie's a mother of three little ones. And so do you find yourself falling into that trap too, Cassie? I mean, Stephanie?
I do. And it's something that I have to really pay attention to, because I do put them ahead of me. If they have, you know, I work out a couple times a week at a prescribed time, but if I schedule a doctor's appointment, I'll push my workout aside. So I've really made a strong effort to not do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's probably such a fine balance, right? Because I mean, you're always gonna put your kids first in a lot of ways, and that's just, I think, part of being a really good mother, but also part of being a really good mother is taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But then I think it can also be taken to the next extreme. Like when people will focus so much on self-love, like I should love myself instead of focusing on losing weight. We hear that with our weight loss clients, and it's just so interesting because, you know, self-love is really important, but self-love and losing weight, if you've got some pounds to lose and you're going to be healthier if you lose those pounds, self-love and losing weight are not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
So being able to love yourself and accept yourself for who you are is so important, for sure. And I'm like a huge advocate of that body positive approach, but it's not the opposite of healthy weight loss if that needs to happen.
Yeah. Do you want to say anything listening to this, Sean?
No, I completely agree with what she's saying. I'm a huge advocate of the behavior-based changes over like numbers and like, I need to lose 30 pounds. Mm-hmm. It's like, and when you start peeling back the onion, like she was saying, like there's a technique that actually started in business called the 5 whys of like getting to the real root of the reason.
It's a book, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think I have it.
Yeah.
On my bookshelf.
And it works with this kind of stuff too, the psychology, like, you know, that this weight loss that they want is, you know, maybe related to like their dad, like shaming them as a child or, you know, like sometimes you need to address some of that stuff first.
Right.
I love everything you're saying.
Failure and fear of success are both very, very real. So sometimes we see like, just to piggyback on that, Sean, is that people will want to lose weight, but then they'll actually sabotage their own success. Like when they start losing weight, they'll be like, I know I'm totally sabotaging it, but just go out and just go on a binge. And I think, and it ends up because it scares them to actually lose the weight, even though that's what they really want. So then it's digging deep and figuring out like, where is that coming from? What are you trying to protect? And oftentimes it does go way back to childhood and maybe something someone said to them as a kid, or, you know, being the funny fat comedian in school was just like the identity that they were known with. And now they're venturing into this new body and this new life, and they don't know how to handle it. So there's so many like shattering, you know, limiting beliefs that we need to shatter in order to move forward with any of our goals, whether it's weight loss or anything else that we may have set for 2019.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking of the Facebook post that you put out there and that a lot of people are putting out there of before and after, like 10 years earlier. And then now, and you know, you were in a bikini, you look amazing, by the way. and so, yeah, I mean, you do. And, but you had to work at it. You had to get educated on nutrition. And do you want to quickly tell our listeners that maybe aren't familiar with your story about how this happened, that you became, you know, Cassie.net and wrote this book about Why Am I Still Fat, and how you walked away from your dietitian's license in order to educate people properly?
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. It's quite the tale. And yeah, thanks for commenting on that. I got so many comments on that photo. Well, first of all, I don't post many bikini photos, but I was...
Oh, yes, you do. No, I'm joking.
But man, like, I was looking through 10 years ago. I don't even recognize myself. And what's so interesting is that's when I was a registered dietitian following all of the low-calorie, low-fat diets. And I was working out like a crazy person. And I mean, I was exercising at least like twice a day. And I look back and I'm heavier and my face is inflamed and I look so different. And what was such a cool part of my story was that I basically rejected the rules that I was being taught in dietitian school. And as a registered dietitian, instead of, you know, being like really good and eating all those, you know, low-fat, low-calorie foods, I just thought it wasn't working for me. I was following all of that. I was gaining weight, doing all of the quote-unquote right things.
Right.
And when it really came down to it and I dug into the research, I was like, man, like my whole education is funded by these big food companies. And I thought back to all the conferences that I'd gone to, and McDonald's and Coca-Cola are the big sponsors, and everything sort of clicked for me. And when I was looking into the research, I'm like, there's really nothing to show that, you know, low calorie, low fat leads to healthy weight loss, especially sustainable weight loss. Mm-hmm. So basically I ended up kind of doing the opposite of everything I'd been doing. I started eating more calories and not being hungry all the time. And now I know what was happening was I was fueling my metabolism and I was letting my body rest. So I wasn't working out as much, and I still only work out, you know, a few times a week at the most. And what happens is it lets your body heal from all the damage that's been done, all the inflammation. And it was so cool to see, and this is what all of our clients see, and this is what I'm just so passionate about what I do, is that I was able to lose the weight, eating my favorite foods, not being hungry, not being crabby all the time, having great energy levels, and, you know, getting to eat things that were off limits for so many years and see the pounds come off.
It's amazing.
Like, yeah, I'm like, this is like magic. Doesn't everybody want this? But it's actually how the body works. Yeah, and it's really fun to see. Yeah. So then I ended up, you know, giving up my dietitian license. I was going to say earlier this year, but now it's 2019. So I guess last year at this time, I let go of my dietitian license because they were coming after me because they didn't like that I was teaching basically the opposite of what I'm supposed to be teaching as a dietitian. So
I ended up
kissing that goodbye.
Yep. And I admire your bravery. I respect it so much. And that magic is called truth, by the way, for all of you out there listening.
Thank you.
So I love having you on the air with us. Cassie, thank you so much. And thanks so much, really, for telling the story again. And we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Cassie Bjork, you can find her at cassie.net. It's an amazing story. Check it out. Follow her on social media. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Take on me, aha.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Whoever said you can't poop in style? The Curve is a sleeker version of the original Squatty Potty stool that will look fabulous in any bathroom. Choose from pink, black, gray, or white. Its minimalist design is sure to please the eye while staying durable and built to last. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Poop, poop, be do.
Hi, I'm Eli Roth for PETA. While violence in the movies is make-believe, sadly, violence against animals is all too real. Countless animals are tortured and abused every day, and most of the time, these crimes go unreported. If you know of someone who is abusing an animal, please tell the police or tell an adult. People who get away with hurting animals often turn their violence against people, and that's a cycle we need to break. So let's leave the violence where it belongs, on the screen.
Ice Ice Baby.
Yo, VIP.
Let's
kick it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You didn't say who sings it though.
Vanilla Ice.
Okay. Oh my god. So Stephanie and Sean.
What's the album?
What's his real name? Isn't it like Rip Van Winkle or something?
No, he's a Dallas guy.
He is?
I think so.
Yes. Farmers Branch.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's a Dallas guy.
He's a home builder in Farmers Branch.
That's so cool. There you go. Ice Ice Baby. All right, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio.
You guys always catch me sleeping. I wasn't sleeping on that one.
Yeah, you guys, we're going to see who wins at the end with our party playlist, One Hit Wonders, here today, because Sean and Stephanie both love music, and they know it well, I have to say. You guys, you've got me beat, and that's hard to do. But I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com and listen live, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, these great companies that bring this programming to you and help us pay the bills. Great companies like Sun Warrior, you can get it at Vitamin Shopper, put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Squatty Potty, go to squattypotty.com. The original squat to poop toilet stool, the H Hemp Company, cannabidiol, or not cannabidiol. Well, yeah, cannabidiol, yeah. And cannabinoids occur naturally in many, many foods like flax seeds and black pepper. And you really do need it. Your endocannabinoid system. Oregano is another one. It needs those nutrients in order to function at its optimal. So check out H Hemp Company, hhempcompany.com. Well, it's actually hhemp.com. And of course, Paleo Magazine and the Well-Being Journal and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. So we've got you guys in studio today. It's such a pleasure. And you brought your special friend, Jamie Lee Frazier, Sean Wells. So good to have both of you in studio today with us.
Thank you.
And of course, Stephanie Toop. So for those of you just now joining us, Sean Wells is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. He has been dubbed the world's greatest formulator, and he is also a registered dietitian and has his master's of public health in nutritional biochemistry. And Jamie Lee Frazier, thank you so much for being in studio with us today. She is an award-winning business growth expert recognized for developing professional companies to market leading brands and highly performing teams. She is also a mom of two and a mastery and neuro-linguistic programming, psychological or studies psychological sciences, and has been featured in the Huffington Post, Daily Telegraph, and more. Her website is jamieleefraser.com, and that's F-A-F-R-A-S-E-R. So don't put an I in there by mistake, .com. And of course, Stephanie Toops, it's always great having you in studio too.
Thanks.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about how to avoid or what to avoid in your personal care products. Great segment. You're not going to want to miss it. Okay. The benefits of wine and chocolate. I've been eating a lot of it my whole life. I think I look pretty good.
So, I love it.
And I've always loved my wine and my chocolate. And I was, of course, indulging last night, as I typically do almost every single night. I have wine and chocolate. So let's talk about this. What are some of the health benefits of wine?
Of wine, so you might have heard of the French paradox.
Absolutely.
Have you guys heard about that?
Absolutely.
And for years, actually, this actually kind of leads into keto a little bit. For years, everyone thought it was the red wine thing, and that's a big part of it. There's polyphenols, something called polyphenols. It's a group of compounds in red wine that help with vasodilation, blood flow, right? And we all know that blood flow
is
super
important.
One,
especially
to deliver,
for a guy.
Deliver nutrients, but also to get rid of waste. But there's another compound in there called resveratrol. And resveratrol they found to be powerfully anti-aging, one of the most powerful compounds we've found. And it actually activates what's known as the sirtuin genes, the sirt genes called for short. Mm-hmm. And those are related to telomeres and anti-aging. It gets pretty technical, but just know that anti-aging... one of the other big anti-aging compounds, by the way, is in blueberries called pterostilbene, and it's chemically very similar to resveratrol.
Interesting.
But one of the other things that they found with this French paradox was the French have much higher fat diets.
Right. That's right. They love
their
butter.
And they eat a lot of heavy cream,
yep.
Butter, full-fat cheese. And so that's one of the other things now that the American Heart Association and all these other nutritional bodies are getting away from. Low fat makes you live longer. Now they're seeing it's probably the red wine plus a high fat diet.
Right.
That's not full of Western processed sugar crap along with the fat. So those are some of the health benefits of wine. But also with wine, I think if you look at the Mediterranean lifestyle, we used to talk about this with Dr. Fenster and the Blue Zones and those kinds of things. And I've been to Sardinia a few times. With wine often comes fellowship. With wine often comes it's better sipped, it's better breathing, it's better, you know, it's better enjoyed. And so there's a lot of benefits with wine versus like sweet tea or Coke or, you know, like
yeah. Right.
you just drink wine differently and the scenario that you drink wine is different. So I think that adds some relevant points.
It does. Well, it absolutely. I speak as an Italian and as an expert on wine drinking for many years, but it creates an environment of camaraderie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It absolutely does. And there's no question about it. I actually had dinner by myself last night. Oh, gosh, I can't even believe what I ate, you guys. I ate fish and chips, the most delicious fish and chips I've ever had in my life. But I had a glass of wine before dinner as I sat with my salad, and then I had a glass of wine with my fish and chips. And I was by myself, and I still had that camaraderie. It's like it puts you in a state, if you will, of relaxation and just appreciation for the food that's in front of you. That's how I feel about wine.
I totally agree. And it can also bring out flavors. You know, obviously, like they recommend, like, the white wine with chicken and fish and the red wine with, like, beef and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it just depends on preferences. But, you know, Jamie has had some experience.
Yeah, you've bought and sold a couple of wine companies, right?
Looked at acquiring, yes, a winery.
Okay. And so what do you want to tell our listeners about wine and why they should drink and enjoy wine?
Well, I think, you know, many things that Sean have said, I look at it as it brings people together. And I think, you know, loneliness can be... is a matter of, I think, from a psychological point of view. And when you think of wine, bringing family together, laughter,
yeah.
It's a feel-good thing, you
it
know?
Is.
And it has many benefits, like Sean has said, you
mm-hmm.
know, anti-inflammatory. So that's even a better reason to have wine.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So I was reading in the Wellbeing Journal, I had caught this. This was about the butter. I'm going back to the butter for a second here. Reasons to enjoy butter. A lot of people don't understand that butter, first of all, offsets, if you're going to have it with bread, it offsets the the what am I, help me out here, scientist over there, the insulin spike from the bread, right? From the carbohydrates.
Yeah, the glycemic effect.
The glycemic, glycemic effect. So not only that, it's delicious, first of all, and very satisfying, but butter is the most easily absorbable source of vitamin A.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many things about it. It's rich in antioxidants and all these things. And so we take these foods and wine, if you will, and we've demonized them into being something bad. But to go back to what you were saying, the French paradox is very real. They are some of the thinnest, healthiest, happiest people on the planet. That goes for the Italians, too, with the way they enjoy their wine and their food. And we really need to get back to that in this country.
100%. And actually... Australians, New Zealanders, they eat pretty healthy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're just of which Jamie is Australian, but yeah, we're, I think the Western diet is infecting the world with just eating in your car, eating out of foams and polystyrenes and everything, plastics, eating, you know, fake cheeses that have a Z in them.
Exactly.
You know, like the beef has like plastic and soy and like just, I mean, it's
not
out of
food.
Control,
yeah.
Like just what we're calling food. And then the way we eat our food, and we're literally running out the door and people don't want to sit together anymore. And it's just it's a mess. And unfortunately we're throwing it out to the world saying, Here's the gold standard.
Right. There's too many extremes. Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking that when I was enjoying my salad last night. You know, it had bits of citrus. It had a little bit of feta on it. It had roasted beets. It was arugula. And then I think some spearmint was in it. Just all these wonderful. In fact, I'll give them a shout out. It's called Up on Knox. It's a new restaurant that opened. The best fish and chips I've ever had, hands down, in my life. It was like having sex with my plate.
Well, that is a rave review.
That's pretty high.
I feel like we should all go there
high
now.
Praise.
In fact, I want some more tonight.
Kind of reminds me of that scene with American Pie.
Oh, my God. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about this a little bit. And then we're going to go into the what to avoid your personal care products. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat-to-poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with 3 brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Lala's Mexican Cafe. Clean, real food for your mind, body, and soul. Lala's believes that what you eat matters, and so do I. That's why they serve only the cleanest, freshest ingredients, serving grass-fed beef, organic chicken, non-GMO tortillas and chips, non-processed cheese, and non-refined sugar and unprocessed flour. Stop by Lala's Mexican Cafe for one of their organic margaritas, sweetened with stevia, and experience a better way to live La Vida Verde. And if I see you there, margaritas are on me. That's Lala's Mexican Cafe in Preston Center, Dallas, Texas.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
I'll make you so fine.
He doesn't even have his hat.
Mickey.
By the way, I got the last one. You didn't hear my voice. It was Right Said Fred. I am too sexy.
I don't remember who sings this, though.
Tony Basil.
Yeah.
Shut
it. You're
shut
done.
You down. You're done. Oh my gosh. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. Stephanie Toops and Sean Wells have a war going on here. A war of the one hit wonders with our party playlist.
This is a good, whatever.
You should just do
genre.
This all night.
That's a great song. It is. That's a fun song. Get
that's
a party
a good
started.
Song, yeah.
Oh, yes. That's a girl song.
Yeah.
I heard Legally Blonde 3 was coming out. Have you guys
really?
Heard that?
With Reese, is she doing it?
Yes. That's... She's going to be a mom in the movie.
Oh, that's adorable.
I can't wait.
That
oh, my gosh.
Be, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I love that movie.
You know,
movie.
I like some of the female songs. They still get me pumped.
They should. So,
like, It's Raining Men is just a super fun song.
That is. I mean, that song will just...
Or Girls Just Want to Have Fun
yeah.
is a super fun yeah. song.
Yeah.
Do you
is.
Have a pump-up playlist? Like, that's the latest thing. Like, you're supposed to have, like, a specific pump-up playlist that when you're, like, ready to go on stage, ready to get whatever, you put your pump-up playlist
oh,
on.
God, I'm going to do that.
I did a poll on my Instagram the other day. I got some great songs. I mean, people have... Everybody's got different songs
yeah.
that pump them up. They're all great.
Diamond, yeah. can you get like the Pointer Sisters? I'm so excited.
Oh, I love that song too. Yeah.
That's
a great song. The Pointer Sisters. And you never think, you know, they're, yeah. have they are they alive? They're alive, right?
I don't
they
know.
Just haven't produced
I
any music so. In a long time.
And Vogue is amazing too. I don't know if you listen to them, but they have great voices.
So
no, they're great.
Yeah.
Ooh, there you go.
This is a great song.
Diamond
I just get
on
you
the
pumped
hot
up.
Stick. Yeah.
You're going to jump up and down, Sean?
I
so I feel
right
like
now,
I need
like
your pump up playlist because I feel like you would add a dynamic to it that would just be a little bit different than what
yeah,
everybody else
why
is.
Why don't you do
everybody
that?
Else is like Eminem, you know? I feel like yeah. you're throwing out the Pointer Sisters. I think I need your dynamic.
Oh my gosh. Well, music is definitely part of a beautiful life. We've said this many times. If you put me on a desert island and I knew I was going to die, give me food or music, it would be music, hands down. I would eat dirt before I wouldn't have music, whatever I had to do.
Have you heard about that art installation in Africa? And I don't want to take us offline, but this guy put an MP3 player and solar-powered speakers out in the desert in the middle of Africa, and it just plays that Toto song on a loop.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like
I love
never
that's
ending.
An amazing song.
That is an amazing
I don't know that I'd want to listen to it thousands and thousands okay. of times, but it is a
Sing
great
it.
Song.
Sing it.
Diamond
it's
can play
super
it. Toto,
high. It's super
play
high.
Toto yeah, Africa.
It's Toto
yeah,
Africa.
Yeah. So many 80s voices.
Yeah.
I have a lower voice. I'm more like Eddie Vedder. Yeah. Like yeah. those yeah. 80s voices are like super high.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kiss the rains. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. There you go.
I mean,
it's
just
a
like
song.
A, yeah.
And somebody's got this playing in the middle of the desert?
Yes, this
in
guy,
Africa.
This artist did an art installation in the middle of the I don't know how to say that word. Namibian
I love it.
Desert, and it's just going to play forever.
I love his insanity.
Yeah.
I love it. And I love doing this show. I really do. I'm so grateful to have you guys all in studio with me today. We've got Sean Wells, Stephanie Toops, and Jamie Lee Frazier. We're talking about the benefits of wine and chocolate, and then I'm going to quickly go to what to avoid in your personal care products, because that's so important. A couple more things you want to get out about. Wine and chocolate and dark chocolate specifically.
Yeah, I'll just mention dark chocolate real quick and then we can get into Stephanie's. Dark chocolate, super cool. All the compounds they keep finding in it. Again, it has some polyphenols that are one anti-inflammatory, improved blood flow. But it's got these feel-good compounds that they found in it. One is called PEA. Another one is called anandamide that actually increase serotonin.
Oh, absolutely.
That's where, like, people are like, I'm feeling bummed out and blue, like I'm going to have my chocolate. And there's a reason for that.
Yeah, no, there is.
And you also get energy from what's a group of compounds called methylxanthines, which includes caffeine. Mm-hmm. There's a little caffeine in chocolate. You've probably heard that. But there's a different one that's kind of chemically similar to caffeine called theobromine that's in chocolate. It's one of the reasons that you don't want to give it to your pets because they can't process it. Okay. But for us, it does give us a little energy. So you got all these compounds that improve blood flow, improve your mood, improve your energy.
Speaking of blood flow.
And Stephanie.
No, after the the podcast after the broadcast.
Okay.
Stephanie Toops is going to be telling us how to clean our sex toys.
Lord.
It's going to be exciting.
We're going to be talking about sex
that
toys.
That is
all
a transition.
But who better to do it than Stephanie Toops?
Right.
She is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety and food and personal care products, which would include, you know, those types of things.
Look, everybody's got them, so.
Well, you know what? Okay, we'll talk about it in the podcast after the broadcast, okay? But she became fascinated with the industry when she was diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child, and she has always been fascinated and with education and holds both an undergraduate and master's degree in accounting and finance from Texas A&M University. She's also a certified public accountant and has owned and operated many businesses in the Dallas area. And her Instagram is topsyturvy.
That's right.
Topsyturvy.
Toopsyturvy.
What is it?
Toopsyturvy.
Oh, Toopsy. I said Topsy. Toopsy.
That's okay. It's
Toopsy.
A play on Topsy.
Like your name,
Turvy.
Toopsy.
Yeah.
So yes. T-O-U-P-S-Y.
Yeah.
Turvy, T-U-R-V-Y.
You got it.
Toopsyturvy. See, as a
you got it.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to be doing a podcast after the broadcast today, and it is going to be about sex toys, and we're all going to share our sex toy stories or not, and how to clean them properly.
Okay.
And
fantastic.
So anyway, today we're talking with Stephanie about what to avoid in your personal care products. What prompted this was what is sitting in front.
Yeah.
We always like to talk about this with Stephanie, but there's go ahead and speak on it.
Okay, so Bernadette handed me a bottle of body cream. This is Bath and Body Works, and we
contraband.
About,
yeah. We're not allowed to have that in our house. My daughter snuck it in somehow at the mall.
But, you know, we talked about that. I used to bathe in this. I mean, like, at that age, that's when you're starting to get excited about smelling good and you're wanting to start experimenting with that. And so that's why teen girls are at such risk.
Oh, I know.
Risk,
well, so
honestly.
Here's what actually happened. So I walked into the back bedrooms because there's three bedrooms all together. It's like our girl area in the house, connecting rooms with a big master bathroom. I walked in into the back and I said, what the hell is that smell? Nia, what is that smell? You know? And so, and then she said, what, Mom, what? And I'm like, there's something that smells awful back here. I can tell it's a bunch of chemicals. Hand it over. What is it? And
that's contraband.
And there you go. I said, it's contraband. You're not allowed to have that. And here's why. It's really bad for you. Let's talk about some of the chemicals that are in it.
Yeah. So, you know, a couple of the questions here, I just want to quickly address this. For people that are really lay people, and I feel like sometimes this is a really difficult industry to start to feel like you're comfortable in, there's a couple apps that I love. So you can look this up real quick on Think Dirty. Download the app Dirty. It's really simple. You can type this in, just what this is called, and it will give you a ranking of what this product. So this product is an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. There are three ingredients that are specifically identified. You can click on the ingredients. It'll tell you why it's an issue. So I just really recommend that for people, especially when they're just starting to get into thinking about looking at cleaner personal care products. It's an easier way to start learning about that.
Well, and I had it with Epsom salt. I had the same experience. I bought some. I typically buy just pure Epsom salt, but they didn't have it on the shelves at Target.
Fragrance.
So I got one and it said fragrance. Yeah. I got in the tub and I poured it in and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to get out of here. I could not stand the smell. I knew instinctively that it was full of a ton of chemicals, got out of the tub, and I'm taking all 4 bags back to Target.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You do have to be careful. Thank you so much. Sorry your segment was so short. Always love having you in studio, and be sure to listen into the podcast after the broadcast, everyone, and support our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, Crazy Water, Squatty Potty, H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, and the Wellbeing Journal. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.